Running for Christ Ministries family that is present, and those that are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, we say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Lord added a song this morning, so I don't have the words, but you all know the song. We were talking yesterday in class, and we learned the name church. The Greek meaning is assembly, and called out once. And it reminded me of the movie The Avengers, Endgame, where Captain Marvel stands there and says, "Avengers, assemble." Here we are, the church, and we are assembled together around what we believe, and more importantly, who we believe. And we come assembled because, y'all, we in a fight every day. We know that. Y'all know this song.
So surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Together we fight our battles. Y'all know it's battles we can't fight by ourselves. We can't fight any battle by ourselves. We've been brought into a body, an assembly of God-ordained warriors. Warriors in prayer, warriors in praise, and warriors in purpose. So that's why we're here today. That's why we take this day to come around the Word of God, who is Jesus. And we're here to read his word with our responsive reading for this month, which is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 2 through 14 of the New Living Translation, which reads as follows. May our God and Father, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ.
Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure.
So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding.
God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth.
Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God.
And now the Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news. God saved you, and when you believe in Christ, he identifies you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, who he promised long ago.
Together, the Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Oh, the Lord's word is blessed because he gave it. With that, let's go to prayer. Father, this morning we are just gathered together and we're grateful to be able to call you Father. I love to call you Father. It's such a privilege to be brought into a family, to be, as your word has just told us, adopted by you. That's not this adoption in this earth where people give kids back. No, you adopted us and you kept us and you took care of our debts. You took care of our sin debt. You take care of us. You totally adopted us and you changed our name. And you've given us the power, that inheritance, your Spirit that is in us. Holy Spirit, we ask you to overflow this place today. Each person that is here, let us be thirsty and hungry to hear from you and you alone.
Yes.
Only you are worthy to be praised. Only you are to be worshipped. Only you are to be glorified, because only you work all things out according to your plan. We're trusting you. We're here today. We're submitting to you. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. All God's people, please say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't he a good father?
Yes.
He's a good God. Because he is the everlasting God. He don't change. He don't change. He's still the same as he was then. He's still the same now. He's still the same. His plan is still going forward. I don't care what's going on around you. From the well that never runs dry, from the everlasting God.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign for.
Yourself, or like the little eaglet who goes and the father swoops up under the little eaglet when he can't fly and he catches him on his wings and carries him. But when eagles fly, they don't flap, they soar because they catch the current of the wind. Oh, it's so much spiritual stuff wrapped up in there. Try unpacking that and blow your mind. Amen?
Amen.
We got a lot of songs today, Lord. I said he added a song. So y'all going to sing. And y'all going to be winded. But it's okay because you're just checking your lung capacity. Because we're here to praise and glorify who? We're here to praise and glorify who? Only one God to be worthy of praise. Some of y'all gonna be praising them lions today, and you're gonna find out they know how to figure out how a new way to lose. But our God never loses, because he's always good, and he's always God. Lord, you are good, sing.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever.
People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Yes, you are, yes, you are. So good, so good, so good.
Hey, y'all know this part.
You are good all the time, and all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, and all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, and all the time. You are good.
Because you don't even know what good is half the time. But we have a God. We serve the one God who is good. So we sing.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are.
So we can hear ourselves sing. And we don't sing because it's entertaining, even though we enjoy it and we like to dance and move because that's who we are, we people. But we sing to remind ourselves who He is.
Yeah.
These songs tell us who He is. Because I don't know about you, but if somebody is singing a song about me, they need to say a little something, something about me. I don't like all these songs that talk about my breakthrough, my deliverance, my healing, my. Who did it?
Right.
Okay.
How did you get your breakthrough?
Yeah.
How did you get your deliverance? And so we sing and we celebrate the one who is truly above all. The one who has delivered us, who has brought us to the breakthrough,
yeah.
Who has redeemed us. We worship God.
Above all powers, above all things, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones.
Let us prepare for communion. To each and every one that's saved, those words should ring loud and clear. We should honestly take that personal. Because as he was slapped, punched, whipped, spit upon, he thought about Crystal. He thought about John. He thought about Gerald, Sheila, Mary. Thought about Alana. Thought about Nani. Despite what we are, he thought about, he saw straight through the character flaws and the sin that was to come with us. Take time to let that resonate. That Jesus, the master of the universe, thought about you at the worst time in his physical human life. So that you could rest and abide with him for all eternity. And all those loved ones that are passed on away, you'll see them again. Because of what he did on the cross for you. His body was broken for us. Take and eat. And as his body was broken, we know what happens when the body is broken. You bleed. And he shed all of his blood, which alone will kill you. As he was suffocating on the cross in John's place. And I put myself in it because I have to take that personal as I live and breathe each and every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take and drink.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated if you want.
Thank you.
Believe God, but God, the only God who has redeemed us with his own blood, the only God who bought us back from the slavery of sin, his name is Jesus. He is the only name that we declare. That's where you define between which gods you worship, the gods of this world or the God of heaven, who said, declare my son to be Lord of lords, King of kings. He's the one who bought us. He's worthy of all praise.
Amen.
Glory to his name today.
Amen. Amen. Worthy, worthy, worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all the praise. Yes, he is. That's not a maybe. That's a definite. Is he worthy?
Yes.
All right. I know he's worthy. Thank you so much, praise and worship team.
Yes, yes.
Woo! Did they bring you right there to the throne like they took me there?
Yes, yes.
It's like, that's all, I'll take you there. They took us there. And I know, just looking at, thinking about that song where we sing that he took the fall, every time
I hear those words and I just think about it. It's like he took the fall for us, y'all. So if you wonder what he did for you, he did for you what you couldn't do for you. We'd all be going straight to hell if it weren't for Jesus. I thank you, Lord. All right, I'm not the preacher of the hour. I'm just all excited. No, Crystal, don't get us talking about you in the preaching. Okay, yeah, all right. So, Pastor has asked me to read one powerful scripture. Just one. It's been a while that he just asked me to read one. And today, that scripture is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11 and 1, and I'm sure you all know what that scripture's all about. It reads as follows, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. This is the word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great word. Oh yes, we're blessed, all right. We know that the word of God teaches, corrects, and even rebukes. Through his word, God comforts, heals, and strengthens us. God's word has answers to every relevant question. God's word unlocks the mysteries of the universe. So riddle me this. What is something that is invisible, but that you can see? The answer is faith. We know we need to have it. We declare daily that we have faith. But what is faith? Here this morning, we have in Pastor O one who God has sent to explain how we can know if we have faith, how to develop our faith, and see the promises of God when we have faith. Wow. I'm ready. What about you?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, Pastor O is helping to make visible this invisible concept. So you need to pay close attention. Listen carefully as Pastor O comes forth with a sermon entitled, What is Faith? Please, let's welcome him by repeating this after me. Pastor O,
Pastor O,
break faith down for us.
Break faith down for us.
Amen.
Don't break down. Don't break down. Doing this morning.
Good to hear you guys. Gooder to see you guys. All right, Brick Rock Reed. Amen. AKA Deacon Reed. Oh, praise God. I can get no. But I love them though. Amen. I can hear my voice now, Lisa. You sound good last week. I listened to you on the Amen on the tape arena. You was real good. Amen. IRCM.org, y'all answered that, huh? Yeah, that was good. A lot of people like that. Amen. God bless. Let's pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, that once again you've been faithful. Yes. We were here last Sunday and we went through them hills and valleys on this week. Yes. And none of it was able to stop us from getting here this morning because whatever happened to us during this week wasn't your fault.
Right.
But you gave us the power and the strength to get past all of it. And arrive here this morning with a fresh, hearty worship and praise because you deserve it.
Yep. Yes.
You deserve it, Lord. You are good and you are good all the time.
Yes.
And we thank you that you love us as Deacon Pastor Jonathan Tate taught us in Sunday school on Saturday. Amen, Father, that you planned all of this before we were even born. You planned to bless us. You elected us. You predestined us to be yours.
Yes.
And we ain't even trying to question that. We just accept it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. Say, Lord, bless my ears.
Lord, bless my ears.
So to hear your word today. And please bless my heart. So it will receive your word today. Because I acknowledge to you that my ways and my thoughts not like yours.
But
I'm here today. Change the way I think.
To be renewed.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That is what church is all about, right?
Okay.
I see a lot of stuff on Facebook about people complaining about church and what the church. Look, you come here to get knowledge about God's word and how he wants you to live your personal, your family, your church and your civic life. Then when you leave out that door, guess who the onus is on? It's on you. When Janice got up here and tore this thing up last week with God said, him, amen, I love that. Amen. She was saying God said. Now after she told you what God said, it was up to you to go out there and do what God said. If you want to get what God said, Nicole, you know what you got to do? What God said. Amen. That's how faith works. Dr. Tony Evans was powerful this morning. He said, faith works like this. You don't see it, but you start walking toward it. Amen. Amen. Faith ain't just what you say. Faith ain't just what you believe. Faith ain't just what you think. Faith ain't just what you heard God say. Faith is doing what you heard God say. Amen. 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 Nothing else is faith. Everything else is approaching it. But when you start reading what God said, and you start doing what God said, applying it to those four areas of your life, guess what? You're living by faith. Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to lie to you, but I don't intend to be in front of you long. Okay, 1 John 1:9. Amen. It's amazing how we say what we ain't going to do. Ain't that right, Marcus? And then all of a sudden, okay, next time. Amen. Thank God for the next time. Hunter, how you doing? Good. Wow. She is so growing up, ain't she? Amen. Look at her. She on the front row. You know what she ready to do, right? She said, hurry up and get to preaching. I want to sing. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. Today I want to talk to you about faith is. And Janet started this stuff. I went home last week. I was all hyped up preaching her sermon over and over and over. Amen. Going from Genesis to Revelations. And Jesus say, run that. I'm like, no, Jesus, I'm not smart as Janice. Amen. You ran that through her. These brains ain't alike. This one trashed out. That one pretty good. Amen. But anyway, he wanted to stick with that theme because we need to understand that God gave us his word. And it is the only word from God on earth. The Muslims do not have God's word. They got their word. Guess what? They got their word from Muhammad.
Right. Yes.
Now, did you know that Muhammad could not read or write?
Yep, he was illiterate.
Totally illiterate. Okay. He founded this religion. Guess what? He openly admits it's based off of the Hebrew Bible. Mm-hmm. So he took some of the New Testament, threw it in there, 25 miracles of Jesus. Even his virgin birth is in there. And then they took the sayings of Muhammad and wrote them down. You know, the man who could not read or write. And by 652 AD, they had turned all of the Arab nation, brought them all in under the cloak of Islam. How did they do it? Did they do it with a fierce witnessing program? No. He went to Mecca. Say, Allah done told me to tell y'all I'm a prophet of God. The people in Mecca, the Bedouin tribes people, it was like, let me get my knife out. Amen. They tried to kill Muhammad. So he ran from Mecca to Medina. Amen. And every year they have what's called the Hajj. They retrace his steps from Mecca to Medina. Then they march around. He was running in fear. He was afraid. He was Elijah going to the pool. Okay, but they follow this man. And then they go and walk around this big giant square cube. They say that Jesus came from heaven. It came down from heaven. So they walk around it. And they say every good Muslim, a man has to do that somewhere in his Muslim life. Amen. To prove his Muslimness. Amen. I had to make up a word right there. Because all that stuff made up, so I might as well throw a made up word in there. Amen. Now, Buddha gets accused of being a god, but he ain't a god. He is just a way of living. He don't even exist. He's just pancakes with bacon, cup of fried eggs on the side. I am so peaceful. That's Buddha. And his buddy Confucius. Confucius was an oddity. He was a tall Chinese man. That's an oddity. You don't get taught. But he was taught. What Confucius wanted was peace for the warring Mongol tribes that would constantly war against each other. He wanted peace in China. So he wrote some stuff, but nobody listened. He even became a provincial governor, and nobody listened. Nobody wanted to be peaceful. Then he died. Now everybody practicing Confucianism. Amen? It's amazing what happens, how famous we get after we die. Amen? The Hindus, they worship about 110 gods to date. Amen? They don't know who God. Lolo, you look like God. Got another one. Got another one. They're like the Athenians. The Athenians, they would erect a statue to everything that looked like God. They said, you know what, y'all? It might be a God we don't know. We need to make another statue and call it the unknown God. Amen. People call everything God. And Satan don't care what you call God. Just as long as you don't call Jesus God. As long as you don't call God the Father God or God the Holy Spirit God. As long as you're calling that God or worshiping that thing that, like Tony Evans say, person, place, thing, or thought. Amen. Then that's your God. Your God is dumb. Your God is mute. Your God don't even exist. Because the true and living God said in Isaiah chapters 43, 44, and 45 and in other places that he is the only God. And he challenges every other God to step up. Say something and make it happen. Say it 1,000 years before it happened and let it happen. Prove you're a God. Nobody stepped up, Sharon. Jesus like, where you at? Where you at? I love how he rolled in them chapters. He rolled tough. I'm God. There's no other God beside me. When I am God, and there was no other God formed after me. Notice he said, I am God, because he is. And there was no God formed after me. In other words, I ain't make no God. They call that dualism. A belief in two equal, co-equal gods. This God got all power and this God got all power. This God say it's Monday. This God say, no, it ain't a Sunday. They cancel each other out. Amen. So when it comes to knowing what God said, amen. And what God said is what faith is. Amen? Amen. Like Terrence said, let me say that again. Amen. Hey, y'all know how silly I am, right? So when he say that in the key, I just, you know, I actually act right. Let me say that again. Amen. God is, right? Faith is. Because God is. If God was not, then there would be no faith. Why? Because faith is what God said. That's where it all started. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, Jesus. I see where you're going with this. Amen. The very fact that faith is a wonderful thing. If we just stop right there, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, right? Mm-hmm. Faith is. Mm-hmm. Some folks like to say now faith is, and they make something out of the now. They're like, faith needs to be right now. Mm-hmm. Right now faith is. Amen? But faith is. And faith would not be if God had not said. Amen. So faith is because God said. Anything else is not faith because God didn't say it. Amen? Amen? If we say, and we do, that faith is knowing what God said and doing it, then we ought to be happy that faith is. We ought to be happy that God spoke to us. We ought to be happy that we have a word from the true and living God. See, my problem when I became an atheist was this person said that's God. My mother and father said Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit God. Okay? These people told me they're God. And this person said ain't no God. Amen? So that left me not knowing where I came from, what I was doing here, and where I go when I leave here. Because everybody was saying something different. I listened to some Hindus and they told me, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be back again. This might be a butterfly. I'm like, if I come back, I want to come back as a Hemi, a 426 Hemi. Put me in a car and let me just go wild. Amen. If I got to come back, make me a 68 Cuda with a Hemi in it. Burn rubber all over the city. They'd be like, they go past the old again, even come back as a Hemi Cuda. Amen. Amen. I didn't know where I came from, person. You know how crazy I was. See, she don't tell nobody, but she grew up with me. She's like, that boy crazy. Y'all just don't know. He threw. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because God speaks to us, because I started reading the Bible, see, my mother handed me this book called Come Unto Me. And the answers that I wasn't asking any human being. I asked God to show himself to me, wouldn't. I asked God to talk to me, he wouldn't. I asked God to just show me a sign that you exist, like my mother knew, my father won't stop praying. Show me something. Tell me something. Nothing. Not a thing, Marcus. Not a word. I know they say ask Markham, but I was asking Jesus. And he wouldn't show up. Y'all don't watch commercials? Mark them. This is okay then. Act like you know. Amen. I still didn't know where I come from, what I was doing here. So I started making up stuff. Amen. I told God, if you do exist, I just want you to know you're horrible. I want you to know you're sick, twisted, and every other word I can't even think of to call you. If you just make people, let them go through this lifetime to figure all this stuff out, and then let them die and make some more, you're wicked, and I don't want to know you. I figured that'd make him show up and slap me or something. At least I would know he exists. But he didn't. So I became a self-declared atheist. There is no God. I'm God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm God now. Why? Because I get to determine for sweet G's what's right. I was sweet G's at that time. I get to determine for sweet G's what's right and wrong. Wow. The police couldn't tell me what was right or wrong. Why? Because they're not God. There is no God. And you don't get the charge over me. So I ain't going to work. I'm selling dope. Shut up. You can't tell me nothing. Unless you're my mother, father, sisters, or brothers. I was scared of them. But anyway, they was God. Amen. They had to rule over me. They could beat me up. Amen. So they could tell me what to do. But I became an atheist. I don't believe in no God. I told the Lord, and don't even try it with that Bible thing. I called it a thing. I said, because my friend down the street told me, the white man wrote it, and he wrote it to keep us black people as happy slaves. So I don't believe that. If you want me, you're going to have to come get me yourself. That's what I told him. Amen? You're going to come get me yourself. See, I wasn't playing. I was serious. Why should I be afraid? God don't exist. What are you going to do? I done cussed him out, he ain't do nothing. I done called him names, he ain't do nothing. I done asked him nicely to show himself to me, nothing. But then one day, as I was complaining about God's world and how it was running, this is like 19, ooh, this is going to age me, 74, okay. Coming up on 75.
Okay. Where
are
you coming from?
Amen. Stone age, really? Really? Anyway, So I amen. We're coming up to 1975 now. I'm full-blown drug dealer now. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I ain't even wondering where God at no more. But one day I hear that Nixon has a plan to send all black people back to Africa. So I go straight to my father because he knew everything. I go straight and sit with my father and I tell him, did you hear what's going to happen to us? They're going to send us back to Africa. I was born in River Rouge. I ain't never been to Africa. I'm telling him this. Send me back to Rouge, where I came from. Amen. It's good to be from Rouge, right? Amen. Baby Holy Ghost want me to pick up my handkerchief so when I cough, I go like that. I usually don't figure that out till we get home and she start Holy Ghosting. Amen. Now I'm gonna be every time I talk. Amen. I don't know. This is why it takes so long for me and Jesus to work on a sermon, because it'd be like this. You know? It's just fun. He is so much fun. So anyway, now I'm a full-blown drug dealing atheist. And one day, jump forward, 75, this is coming up like somewhere in the late fall, early winter, somewhere between August and October, I'm going down the street, got some orders. I go to my little stash spot to get me some stuff, right? I'm headed back down the street. That's how I was walking, because in those days I was, you know. And so Jesus pops up out of nowhere. Not God the Father, not God the Holy Spirit, but Jesus popped. Now, I'm not saying I saw anything. I heard. And what was funny and what made me listen, Mother, Janice, I wasn't hearing through my ears. I was hearing in here. Somewhere in here, Jesus was in here talking. And we were talking. Well, he was talking. And I was listening. All the time, I'm thinking, this is that devil that people talk about. And he finna try to trick me. This is that devil. And so he kept talking. And when he knew that I was thinking he was the devil, he said, I'm the God that you look for behind high school. I'm like, oh snap. Because I know you heard all that stuff I said, how I cussed you out. And I guess you're just showing up to let me know you're for real so you can kill me and then I'll be out of here. Amen. But it didn't go like that. Amen. My mother and father in one day led me to Christ. They gave me this book. I was talking to my father about, you know, they're going to send us back to Africa. He said, no, don't worry about God. He's in charge. God is large and in charge. He's almighty. He was using all God's names. But I didn't know God's names. I didn't know El Shaddai. I didn't know the Lord Almighty. Okay, but he did. And he just wasn't worried about anything. Mere, he was like, man, please, get out of here with that nonsense. But he was talking to me and not knocking me out. So I'm like, so, okay. But then I started getting angry because he wouldn't stop saying God, 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 God said, God is, God said. So I got angry. And so I decided to go fuss at him upstairs. So I'm leaving the kitchen and I get to this doorway to the hall that goes to the other door upstairs so I can really tell him off, Mike, because I'm going to tell him something. Upstairs. Anyway, yeah, because I told him off once. I told y'all about that, right? And then when I got up off the floor, Mary, I was good. I was good. And when he wasn't around, I was talking again. But anyway, amen. Amen. So my mother has this book. She asked me these three questions. I told y'all this, but this is going somewhere. She asked me, whose world is this? Because my father just schooled me, leeches. I'm God. Whose problems are all these that you brought up to your father? Since it's God's world, God's. And then she asked me, who's going to fix all these problems that you brought up to your father? I was smart by now. God. Hey, man, God was working, Rissy. So I just kept saying God. It was working. So, hey, there you go. And it was right. Then she started bringing this book. Remember that? I don't know if you remember. It was a gold book, and it had Come Unto Me on the front of it. It had beautiful pictures in it. We never read the words, me and Crystal. We just had the awesome pictures. Amen. Big woodcut pictures. You know what I'm talking about? like the old Bibles that had the woodcuts in there to help you understand what the words were saying. That was some awesome stuff. But she told me, she brought that book up, and I thought she was going to smack the Holy Ghost into me. But she handed me the book. And she said, go upstairs and don't come back down till you finish this book. So I go upstairs and I start reading. And I'm like, how is this going to help me? How is some baby in a manger going to help me? This ain't making no sense. But when Jesus got grown and started walking around doing stuff, and people was harassing the crap out of him, but he was facing them all down, and he wasn't scared of nobody. Somebody had taken the Bible and taken out of all four Gospels what they believed would lead somebody to Christ. And I was reading about Jesus until they killed him. I'm like, see, there we go. Just like any other human being, he was doing that awesome stuff, then he died. He was John Wayne, but he died. He was this person, but he died. He joined that whole list of people over there in chapter 5 of Genesis. They lived, and then they died. And then this person came, and then they died. And now here's Jesus, and they killed him, as far as I thought. But I was tripping, because I saw Jesus in the garden saying that, not my will, but thy will be done. So I'm like, so they're not really killing you. Why are you letting them? You could raise people from the dead. You did all this other stuff. Why are you letting these people kill you? Well, he didn't answer because he was in the book. So I kept reading. And then Jesus got up. Okay. I'm like, oh, snap. Yeah. Okay, we got something new here. This man's unkillable. Amen. And then he floated into heaven. I'm like, okay, we got something brand new here. A human being going out into the atmosphere, not freezing to death and not being unable to breathe. Okay. You know, I was a little scientifical. Amen. I wasn't real scientifical like, you know, Nakia, she's biological. So, I was a little scientifical though, Doris. I was scientifical a little bit. Amen. So Jesus became my hero. And because the devil who was chasing him all through them chapters couldn't do nothing with him, finally got him and killed him, and then Jesus got back up. Amen. That's when I started reading the Bible. I no longer believed my friend down the street that it was written by a man. I told God, if you want to get me, you're going to have to come get me. He came and got me. And then the Lord said, that Bible that you said somebody else wrote, start reading it. Yeah. And I started reading. That's what started my studying. When I got to Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, I knew what God said. When I went to church, I looked for what God said. The reason I had to join churches 6 times is because they weren't doing what God said. And I couldn't figure out their relationship with God. They weren't living by what God said. They weren't doing what God said. They were all in here, but they were having parties like. They were, what Janice was talking about a little while ago, about music. Too much inspirational music. That's pretty much all you hear on the radio. And that makes it all about me. It's not about him. So for me, I got real happy. Why? Because God said that had caused a problem in me, at least. It really did. Because I don't care what you say. And I got real bad with it. I mean, I just took it way too far. I did not care. If you're not God was my favorite. It used to be, you ain't my mom. You ain't my daddy. Now it's, you're not my God. And I started reading the Bible, and I started finding out and writing down and jotting down. Y'all know I don't do notes well, right? I was writing all this stuff down, and I was like, well, God, you said everything that we do every day. You got something to say about everything that we ever do or even haven't even thought of. I got excited about reading the Bible. Here is a book that literally has in it what God said. So if we say that faith is what God said and doing it, then thank God that faith is. What if God did make us here like so many people think, like I thought? That he made us, this is a deist idea. That God does exist, but he made us, and he said, yo, yo, do what you do. In other words, he's not related to us. There's no second part to theology. There's no theology proper how God relates to us. He's there. He's necessary to keep this going, but he doesn't relate to us. That's deism. You know when people say, the good man upstairs, I know there's a God up there somewhere. Amen. That kind of good, all that, them things we make up, that's deism. They acknowledge that God exists, but they have no relationship with him. And then the Jews wouldn't even say God's name. That's why they called him Yahweh. Or we say Yahweh, because his name is too holy. Amen. Faith is because God gave us his word. Now, faith is the producer of hope. Amen. If you want to live a hope-filled life, read the Bible. You want to have something to reach for? You want to have some goals to set out to reach? Read the Bible. Go through the Bible. One time I went through the Bible, I think I found 3,300 promises of God. Not all of them were for us. We couldn't access all of them. But it was 3,300 of them. How many people know what they can literally go to God because faith is what God said? When you read what God said, it gives you hope. When God said a man, amen, will earn his living by the sweat of his brow, amen, that tells you you can get a job. That tells you you can earn a living. Somehow, some way, God will take care of you. Amen. That's what that means. So you don't have to worry about that. Why? Because faith is. And faith has produced hope in me. And that hope says that God said that I should work. God said that I need to be a husband who can provide for my wife. So what I need to do as a husband, look through the word of God to see what faith is. Amen. And then apply that to my life. My first marriage tore that thing all the way up. Amen. It was like God hired us to show people how tore up a marriage could be. Amen. She did her thing to help. Wasn't it tore up, person? It was so tore up from the floor up. Oh, Lord have mercy. It was tore up, leeches. It was tore up. And we both were just wrecking it daily. What are we going to do to wreck this marriage today? Amen. So after we tore up that first one and it finally ended in 1980, it really ended in 77. We got married in August of 77. Amen. We tore that baby up. It was so tore up, people was looking at it like, oh, Jesus, I ain't never seen one tore up like that. That's how bad our marriage was tore up, Carmen. It was tore up. Amen. So my second marriage, guess what I decided to do? See what faith is. Amen. Because God had to say something about marriage. So faith is doing what God said in your marriage. So I looked at my role as a man, and I told Jesus, so that's why my first marriage tore up. It wasn't by faith. It was by sweet G's. Amen. Whatever I thought the husband should be, that's what I was. I had no idea. I'm married. I had no idea what God wants a husband to do. So I read about the husband. I knew that the wife was supposed to submit to me out of like she would to Jesus. So I'm saying, Lord, are you telling me I got to be like you? He said, yeah. You don't have to love the whole world like God so loved the world, but you got to love your wife like God loved the church. Like Jesus loved the church. And we all know how Jesus gave his life up for the church. Ladies, that's why I don't understand why you're trying to nurse a man who ain't trying to love you like Jesus loved the church. I don't get that. See, faith is what God said about what kind of man you should be looking for. You shouldn't be looking for Jack Leg Johnny. Jack Leg Johnny ain't the man for you. You need a man. Now listen, let me tell you something. Somebody going to get insulted. They're going to get mad. So I'm going to say it to the women. Amen. A man ain't a man unless he under God. You hear me? You are about to follow a fool. Because a fool has said in his heart what? There is no God. So a man ain't no man. He ain't no kind of a man until that man is God's man. Then that man is a man. See, that man gonna love you like Jesus. Think about yourself. And Jesus still loves you. Amen. That man is gonna wake up in the morning concerned about you. That man ain't gonna wake up wondering, baby gonna cook me breakfast this morning? No, that man will get up and cook breakfast for a baby. Amen. That man will wash the dishes when he don't have to. Amen. That man will mop the floor. That man will cut the grass. That man will not complain about any of that. If he complained and moaned and groaned about that, that's not what faith is. Amen. You have a faithless man. See, somebody gonna get mad. Long talk, don't get mad. Because we ain't even talking to you. Y'all good people. Y'all good men. All the men in here is good men. They ready to be. They them kind of men, right? Working on it. Praise the Lord. But faith produces hope. That hope comes from reading God's word, seeing what God said, and then go after it confidently. Go after it like it's yours right now, even though you're nowhere near it. Go after it. Faith ought to make you like Anna. She knew that the Lord was coming. So she woke up every single day expecting to see baby Jesus. Lisa, she did not wake up. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I don't want to go to work today. That lady was married 7 years, served the Lord for a total of 84 years, was in the temple. She never left the temple. She was there night and day. She was married 7 years, husband up and died. But she didn't leave the Lord because she was living with a promise. She was living with hope. The hope was the Old Testament said Jesus coming. And the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, had let her know, you gonna see baby Jesus. And guess what? She woke up every day. See, so when we read the Bible and see what good things it say about those who belong to the Lord, see, guess what? You can wake up happy every day. People are like, why are you rejoicing? You can't even hardly pay your bill. Jesus said, I got hope. Money gonna come flying out of nowhere. When you're a preacher, Jesus asked you to do all kind of crazy stuff. Told me to leave my job at Kimlon. I'm like, Jesus, I just got this job. I just started making money. I'm making money, Jesus, look at my check. Oh, he helped me leave. No, he helped me leave. I had been a dumb beat dad, not paying my child support. Found out a social security number is a bad thing. Amen. Guess what, Lee? They helped me pay my bills. My friends that I didn't even know I had down at the court. They said, we love you so much, we're going to take it out your check, send it to your babies. Amen. Praise the Lord. Eric, I didn't even know I had that kind of friendship in the court. Ray Day was looking out for a brother. Amen. But then when I got my check, I'm like, so I had to go down there and talk to my friends at the court and say, hey, wait a minute, you took so much money out of my check. I got a new wife over here. I'm going to take care of my new wife. Oh, Lisa, they were so good. Man, you know what they told me? They're going to look out for you if you mess up. They're going to look out for you. You know what they're going to do? They're going to give advice. They're going to say, get one job, take care of them kids, and get another job, take care of your new wife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I did that. After crying out to Jesus for a long time and opening my own business. Then Jesus asked me to leave my business in 2017. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jesus. Okay, now you're going real crazy. Sheila's like, what? I wouldn't even tell her to the last minute, Nikki. I wasn't going to tell her to the last minute. Why? Now, he gave me some hope, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. How many people in the Bible had to leave this for that? Yeah. And the wilderness was so bad, Jonathan. What Jonathan said? Wilderness was so bad. Guess what happened? The children of Israel said, we want to go back to Egypt. Amen. Because sometimes Jesus will put you out in the wilderness. Amen. If you really serving him, you don't even need to be no preacher. If you really serving the Lord, your life will always be in a flux. Why, I mean, you won't be in the flux, but your life might change a lot. Okay? He'll tell you to do some stuff that seems like it just don't make no sense. Okay? But it makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world. So his word gives us hope. And as I come to a close, the last thing is confidence. Amen. So now we have faith here. It's because God said something. And now because God said something, we have hope because God said it. And we don't just have to hope and hope and hope and hope and hope aimlessly until we hope till we can't sleep. Hope till we can't act right when we woke. Amen. But we can become confident. Let me give you an example of that. There was this lady in the Bible named Hannah. You might be familiar with her. She couldn't have no kids. Okay. And she had a sister wife, her husband and your sister wives, they was doing that then. She had a sister wife named Penina. She couldn't stop having babies. Amen. It seemed like, what was his name, Elkanah or whatever. He just touched her. She pregnant again. Amen. Kiss her. She pregnant again. But Hannah, no matter what, couldn't get pregnant. Amen. It got so bad with her that she couldn't eat. It got even worse. Now she can't eat because her stomach growling so loud, she can't sleep. Can't eat, can't sleep. Mind is toe up. She needed to get a grip. Right. Amen. She needed to figure out how to handle things when life goes bad. That's Monday night Bible class. Anyway, she just couldn't stand it. So she goes down to the church with her husband. Husband go off, he's a priest, he had to take care of his duties. She go over here and she start praying. She started, that's what it sounded like to Eli. Yeah, look at Leitrim. See, you'd have been like Eli, you'd be like, you done come up in here drunk. Amen. Amen. She was praying to God and it sounded like a bunch of babble. So Eli, the priest, assumed she was drunk. And he said, man, yeah, you going to come up in the house of God drunk like that? What is your problem? When you going to stop that drinking? He just met this woman and already going off on her like this. Job's friends, right? Lord have mercy. Is that a horrible bunch or what? I'm telling you, I'd have took my pottery. I'd have been cutting people. They would have got away from me because I'd have cut me a boil and then slashed one of them. Said, you're going to become a fish. You was my boy last week. Now you're over here trashing. So Hannah tells Eli, I'm not drunk. I don't go to church like that. That'd be at the crib. But anyway, amen. Eli said, my bad. I'm sorry. I just thought she was drunk. He was talking all kinds of crazy. What's up? And she explained to him how she couldn't have no kids. When she explained to him, watch how faith is, gives us hope, right? They started praying together. Eli prayed with her and told her, the Lord gonna give you a baby. Now watch how faith is. Hope produces confidence. When she went home, guess what she did? She ain't had that baby yet, Nicole, but guess what? She eating again. She back in the refrigerator. Amen. All day and night, she up in the refrigerator. They're like, you just say, that's okay. I got a baby coming. I gotta have food in here for my baby. See how she's acting now? She hasn't seen it yet. She hasn't received it yet, but she's confident. Why? Because God said. Because God said. And now faith is why? Because God said. And so she's going home. She's confident, Nicole. Like that baby already here and out. See, that's what God wants from us. He knows that we have faith when he allows a situation to come into our life and we look for a word of God to handle it, and then we sit on that word of God and we live different. Hannah could go home, she went to sleep. Hannah went home, she could eat. Did she have a baby yet? No. Faith is, right, the substance of things that we hope for because God said it, right? And it also becomes confidence. It gives us confidence. It gives us the assurance that we're going to get what God said, even though we don't even see it yet. She had come home and hadn't even slept with her husband yet. But she is already living what? By faith. Because God said. And that's what the Lord wants from us. Church, we're about to go through some stuff. Well, let's say it like this. We're going to see the world go through some stuff. The Lord wants you to be steady. The Lord wants you to know. See, where do we get faith for this hour? Faith is. Where's faith is for this hour? Matthew 24, right? Luke 21, where Jesus tells us, when you see all these things happening, and if we just stop here and say, when you see, that means we're going to see. That means we're going to see all the stuff that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 and the stuff that Jesus talked about in Luke 21 concerning the end times. He said, when you see all these things happening. Now, what kind of hope can we get out of that? First, we're going to see all these things happening. How are we to respond to it? When we see all this stuff that we see going on in our world today, how does faith is work for us? What has God said about it? He said, when we see all these things going on today, right? Rejoice. That don't make no sense at all. Pandemic. Rejoice. All of a sudden, they can't even find enough people to work. Got 100 ships sitting off the coast of California. Can't even bring our stuff in. Why? They can't even find nobody to work. But Jesus tells us when we see all of that, rejoice. To the world, it looks like the end. To us, it's the end of the church age. To us, it's our redemption has finally come. We get to go home and be with God. And that's written in the Word. You read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and it's going to tell you when the man of lawlessness appears, when the earth has become even more corrupt than it is. Amen. The Antichrist is going to appear. Church is going to leave. That is the hope that we have. That is what faith gives us. So if you're not reading God's word, you don't have no faith. Now, faith to be saved through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is one thing. But to live by faith after you're saved is a whole nother thing. Minister Natrice Jackson said when we were at the hall that salvation is how much?
Free.
But every step after that is going to do what? Cost you. And you're going to have to walk the rest of this life from earth to heaven by faith. But don't worry about it, because faith is. Why? Because God has spoken. There would be no faith. If God did not speak, there would be nothing for us to believe. There would be nothing that gives us hope. There would be nothing that would produce a confidence in us that even though we don't see it right now, and we've all had to live by it.
Yes.
You started school in what grade?
Kindergarten.
And graduated at what grade? All them 12 years or more. All them 12 years. Some people had to do more, me. Amen. Praise God to give you more years. Praise God, he's the God of some more. Amen. Amen. So the Lord wants us, amen, to take his word. Now it's up to you. What you going to do with this sermon after you leave here? If you're going to go home. Wait a minute, Jesus called. Is that Jesus? That sounds like it's ringing. You got a ringtone. Is that the Jesus ringtone? Oh, that's it. You know that's Jesus. Amen. Woo! Lord have mercy. I hear you calling. Amen. Faith is, y'all. You got that? Let's pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise you for faith. And we know now, Father, that faith is whatever you see. Now, faith by faith is doing what you said, living it out in our personal, family, church, and civic life. Help us, Jesus, when these things that you said in Matthew and all these things start happening like they are now, and this is just the beginning. We're seeing earthquakes everywhere. We're seeing volcanoes that won't stop running. And we're seeing everything that you outlined, wars and rumors of war. Jesus, there are famines all over the place. And we are living in a pandemic. And so, Lord, we know that these things will not decrease but increase. But we are confident and we are encouraged and we have hope. Because you said in your word, when we see all these things, do not be afraid. Because you said, that's not even the end yet. But you said when the gospel, what you said was when the gospel is preached to every creature, then the end of the church age will come. And we know that your word went around the world 50 million times. And so, Jesus, you could come get us, rapture us anytime. Your father could say to you, Jesus, go get your church. And that will start the rapture. That will bring the rapture to fruition. It will happen just like that. And so, Lord, help us to be mindful of this. You told us over there in Matthew, down there near the end, around verse in the 40th verses, you said down there that who's a wise man who does his master's will while his master is gone? So that when his master returns, finds them doing what he asked them to do. So Jesus, help us to not worry about all these things that's happening. That's your business. Help us to worry about lost souls. Help us to carry out what Pastor Terrence Tate is preaching in his sermon about salvation. Help us to look for lost souls on our jobs, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, everywhere we go. And help us, Jesus, if we can, to help some saved soul live according to your word by faith. And help us, Jesus, to help somebody, to be like you. You fed 5,000, you fed 4,000, you healed as many as they brought unto you, but you never tried to qualify anybody. You healed them because they were there. You fed them because they were hungry. You had compassion on them because they looked like sheep without a shepherd. Help us, Lord, to have your eyes. Give us your eyes so we can see it the way you see it. People we don't even like, Jesus, you loved and died for. Yeah. People we don't even want to go around, you purchased salvation for them. You purchased salvation for people who ain't never going to believe, but we don't know who those people are, only you do. So help us to look at everybody like you died for them. In Jesus' name, Father, help us to keep the faith.
Yes.
Amen.
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 As we're preparing to leave, don't forget, get a grip. Mondays at 6 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. Bible reading class Wednesday, 6 o'clock, right? Blog Talk Radio. Praying for each other, thinking about each other. This is the most blessed month on the planet. Where my sister Loretta at? Because some of your favorite people have birthdays this month. So please be generous and give. I'll give you my Cash App later. pray for each other as well. Marilyn, Mother Marilyn, texted me this morning. She's not well, so pray for her. But she did make it out yesterday, so we thank God. We thank God for Doris being with us again and Nakia. God just asked. We got my help back. I think that's what really helped me last Sunday. It wasn't just Doris. It was, I realized the last minute my help was sitting there. She know who she is. Can't preach without her sometimes, so it's good to have her back. Schools, please, please pray for everybody everywhere that's serving in these areas, schools, hospitals. And like you said, those jobs that we got all these people and we can't fill, but we won't let nobody come here who will fill those jobs. Pray for the government. Pray for those that have the rule over us, that it may go well with us. We were talking yesterday. We have brothers and sisters in Christ who are in Washington, in Congress, in Lansing, and everywhere else. And you know what? Some of them might be scared of not getting reelected, scared of losing their job and some friends. But they, when the Son of Man returns on earth, he's looking to find those who have been faithful, not reelected. So pray for them. What else we got coming up? Make sure you Jalen, y'all know, Jalen turned 18 the other day, so pray for Marissa. She did it, so you can give her some applause for that. They did it. It's good to get a black man to where he is. And then we praying for Amir, because we're going to get him where he going. Yes. Nakia, you have something? Well, we know that we saw the FBI reported that there were more murders last year than any other time, and we know the domestic violence is up. When we see these things, though, remember, we're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Yeah. We're here for this time. Nobody's telling you to solve everybody's problem, but we're telling you to serve the Lord in this season, because we are the ministry of not just teaching, not just learning, but of
doing.
We are the ministry of not just teaching, not learning, but
doing.
And guess what? Only 2% of what we do is in this building. So as you're standing to your feet, the next job is declaring the name of Jesus. Declaring what we believe. If you believe he's Lord, live like he's running your life. If you believe he's all powerful, live like he has all power. If you believe he's coming back again, live like expecting him to come back. But when he comes back, oh, that's all gonna get set right. But in the meantime, our job is to live for him and declare his name.
Thank you.
Lord bless and keep you. Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. Until we get together again, whether it be here or on the other side, it's all good. All God's people say,
amen. Amen.
I think that worked for me.